CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. This year's Forum on China-Africa Cooperation Summit has come to an end. In wrapping it up, leaders attending the sessions in South Africa have released a series of action plans. In his closing speech, Chinese President Xi Jinping has gone through the achievements made through FOCAC over the past 15 years. He's also used the speech to talk about the prospect of further China-Africa cooperation. On the African side, South African President Jacob Zuma has described this year's meetings as groundbreaking and momentous. The China-Africa Industrial Cooperation Strategy, initiated in East Africa, has now been expanded to include South Africa and Egypt on a pilot basis. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi gave details of the move on Saturday while addressing the concluding session of the Forum for China-Africa Cooperation. The Chinese government has selected industrial growth as one of the key aspects of the new economic relationship between China and Africa. Wang said China had sophisticated industries to help Africa to achieve its dream of industrialization. He added that such a strategy was already underway in Kenya and Ethiopia, where new industrial parks have been built with the help of China. According to the minister, efforts to promote African business have also included offers of free exhibition space and trade booths in China to promote the purchase of the African-produced goods. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Liu Zhenmin has wrapped up a three-day visit to Myanmar. As part of his time, Liu Zhenmin has sat down with a number of leaders in Myanmar, including the head of the National League for Democracy, Aung San Suu Kyi. The vice foreign minister has told her it's the Chinese government's willingness to work with the new government in Myanmar to extend ties with the country, including expanding trade and cultural contacts. Suu Kyi's party is said to become the next government in Myanmar after sweeping last month's national elections. Liu Zhenmin has also met with outgoing Myanmar President Thein Sein, as well as other leaders in the previous administration. China has urged the European Union to remove anti-dumping and anti-subsidy duties over Chinese photovoltaic or PV exports. It's reported the EU is considering an extension of the duties, but China's Ministry of Commerce said in a statement on Saturday that such a move would harm the interests of both sides. According to the ministry, solar panels and related components are vital to the development of clean energy. But the pace of growth of clean energy has been slowed in Europe after some countries cut subsidies on solar panels and set minimum import prices. The ministry has called on the EU to terminate the policies as soon as possible. On Saturday, the EU's executive body, the European Commission, decided to launch a review of its PV trade measures. The Islamic State militant group has claimed on its online radio station that the married couple who killed 14 people in California earlier this week were followers of the militant group. The declaration comes 3 days after U.S.-born Saeed Rizwan Farooq and his spouse, Tashfin Malik, carried out the attack in San Bernardino. The two died hours later in a shootout with police on Wednesday. U.S. government sources have said Malik and her husband may have been inspired by Islamic State, but as yet there was no evidence the attack had been directed by the militant group or that the organization even knew who they were. If the mass shooting proves to have been the work of people inspired by Islamic militants, it would mark the deadliest such attack in the United States since September 11, 2001. Three suicide explosions carried out by the Islamic group Boko Haram have killed at least 30 people and injured more than 80 others. Three suicide bombers blew themselves up at three different locations on Saturday on an island in Lake Chad. In recent months, the Lake Chad region has come under regular terrorist attack carried out by Boko Haram. Chadian President Idris Deby announced a state of emergency on November 9th in the frontier region with Cameroon, Niger, and Nigeria, which is the entry point and stronghold of Boko Haram extremists. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has denied that he is considering holding simultaneous upper and lower house elections next year. There were rumors believed to have come from senior members of his ruling Liberal Democratic Party that he wanted to dissolve the lower house of the parliament and schedule a general election to coincide with the scheduled upper house elections next summer. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.